Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you again today. I'm so excited because it's Friday and it's our series of Stories of Hope. So my first guest today, she is an abundance mindset coach, and she's amazing. She's going to be doing incredible things in her life, and she's here to inspire us into our abundance and in our creativity and really asking us to claim what it is that we want and not settle for less. Her name is Salva Khaled. She is the founder of Savvy Sally, and she's a certified abundance femininity manifestation and mindset coach. She's on a mission to coach 10,000 plus women around the world so that they manifest unconditional love, financial freedom, and all around success that they deserve, all while resting in her femininity, their femininity, and remaining soft. Welcome to the show today, Sally.
Hi, Cornelia. Thank you for having me.
So great to have you on. We were talking in the green room before we came on and talking about how important it is to, ask for what it is that you want. This is what you want to highlight on the show today. You want to inspire women. Why don't you share with the audience what you said, what you want for women?
Definitely. So I want all women to recognize that they're born with their self-worth solid in them. It is not something that they acquire. It is not something that they have to work towards. And when you're born with that self-worth, you don't have to struggle to get what you deserve, because you deserve everything good in this world. You don't have to work hard to be worthy of a good job or a good boyfriend or a good family. You just are worthy of them. So it's just a matter of putting yourself in the right environment, taking the correct action, and being energetically and emotionally aligned to those goals.
Right. And so, because if people are focused on how unworthy they are or how unworthy they feel, or that they don't feel that they deserve that, they're not living in the truth of who they are.
Yeah. Right. And subconsciously, they repel the opportunities to help them grow.
Right, right. So why did you get started in this work? What inspired you to do this?
It was when I hit rock bottom. It was November 2021. I almost attempted suicide. So that day, I just decided, no more of that. I put myself in psychotherapy. I committed to a psychiatrist as well. I've been committing with them ever since. And it's just day after day, I heal so deeply. I get in touch with my soul lost femininity. I realize that I do not need to be in touch with the masculine side of me that is always scared and always unhealed and chasing things. So I learn how to improve my self-worth, recognize I'm worthy of what I want, align myself to my goals, and remaining soft. I don't have to work so hard and chase everything.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, you said something really important. As a person myself that had suicide ideation coming into this life, I had also healed from suicide. I healed that suicide ideation, that core wound of wanting to commit suicide and want out. And what I discovered, you know, years later through that process is that I really didn't want to kill myself. What I wanted to kill was the pain.
Yeah.
The pain that I was feeling. And would you agree with that as a person that wanted to, you know, commit suicide?
Definitely. I mean, even scientifically, our brain strives to make us survive, right? We're always consciously and subconsciously trying to find solutions to our problems. So when we feel that it's never ending and there is no way out, we take a way out and we think that the only solution is for us to go. So in a way, I totally agree with you. It's definitely about ending the pain.
Right, because we want to kill the pain. We don't necessarily want to kill the body. We don't have a way. We don't see a way out. You said that you're now, you know, you surrounded yourself with supporting people, and you're in your right alignment. You're in your alignment of truth, and in your alignment of relaxing into your feminine. That doesn't mean that you don't take action on things that you're inspired with and things to do and create and improve your life. But talk to us a little bit about being soft and relaxing into your femininity.
Of course. So one thing, misconception I noticed with my one-to-one clients is that they think that being more feminine means neglecting and ignoring the masculine side of us. We're all human beings. We're not just women. So we do have a masculine side to us. And actually, a healthy feminine woman respects and embraces also the masculine within her. So of course, I do have to use my masculine and get in touch with it to get things done. And at the same time, I know when to pause. I know when to rest. I know when to do things from a place of abundance instead of a place of lack, scarcity, fear. So it's a good balance between healthy femininity and healthy masculinity. It's not just focusing on the softness and the femininity.
And, you know, because in your opening, you know, this show is about unconditional love as well. You know, the physical body, the new earth, all the wonderful, our divine inheritance that we're here to live out, right? That we're here to experience, that we're here to claim. And so, you know, in your opening, you also talked about unconditional love. And would you agree with the unconditional love begins with the unconditional love you have for yourself?
Definitely. Right. It's like people treat you the way you treat yourself. If you believe you're worthy of that love, everybody's going to treat you likewise. And like they say, the world is your mirror. It's literally a reflection of your inner world. So it definitely starts with unconditional love.
So how do you work with clients? What do you do? How are you working with people?
I start first by helping them do visualization techniques. And through those techniques, we discover their limiting beliefs and their mental blocks. We start breaking them down, releasing the emotions related to it, resetting new goals, and then getting them energetically aligned through breath work, through visualization, through manifestation techniques and affirmations, and so much more techniques. These are just the four top ones. And then when they become aligned, the action just becomes 1,000 times easier.
That is when the masculine then takes action.
Yeah, exactly.
Those new principles, not taking action from the subconscious mind of the scarcity and the lack and chasing and all of that, but taking action from the new goals and the new visions that have been set forth. That's what you're helping people do.
We build up the mental foundation for success. We do the inner work, and then naturally the outer work will become so much easier.
How do people find you?
Sometimes I reach out in groups and I let people know that, hey, you know, I exist. If somebody's interested, sometimes people reach out to me from social media. Sometimes it's networking, so people would refer me. These are the different ways.
So, you know, I think what we're showing right now on the live is we're showing the name of your YouTube channel as well. How do people find you on YouTube? How do people follow you there?
Actually, I just started a few days ago. It's very fresh.
Oh, yeah. Good. Well, then let's tell everybody to go join and follow.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Right. So what's your plan with your YouTube channel? Are you planning on putting out content whenever inspired, or do you have a more structured format going?
It's a mix of sharing personal tips and personal stories relating to my clients, making them feel like I'm not just a coach, I'm also human. I've had my own experiences and this is how I've overcome them. So this is the first type. And the second one is valuable content. So actually giving them the science behind things, how to take steps to get better in different areas of your life, whether it's love, money, abundance, all of it on my channel.
That's so great. I think that's so great. Like I told you before, I find it so amazing, you know, young people like yourself that are taking this inner journey and really developing it and loving it and honoring it and then creating your life from there. I'm so glad that you didn't commit suicide, because you're definitely going to do incredible things from this young age moving forward. So when you're working with women, who are the women in your age group that you're supporting? Are they your age type group? Are they of all ages? Who are you serving?
I would say any woman from like 18 to 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I don't work with above 40 is because around that age, the brain has already developed so much that it can be quite difficult to break down limiting beliefs. Some people have amazing brain development and amazing self-awareness, so I can definitely work with them. But just as a general statement, between 18 to 40.
Yeah, I think it's really good to know, you know, who your women are, the people that you're speaking to. It's true, because when I work with women and they're older, the women that are older, there's a lot of resistance there. There's a lot of resistance to move beyond and to make those changes, because you have to go back to the childhood, a long life that has been lived already, playing out those limiting beliefs. Well, if you were my daughter, you know, I would be so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that your parents must be super proud of you. And it's great that the work that you're doing, being this example. I know that you're also doing studies right now. Tell us about your studies that you're doing.
Yeah, I'm a psychology student at an online university, so I'm able to handle the work-life balance better. It's really going great.
I'm a psychology student.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I think it's wonderful, the work that you're doing. You know, I definitely would love to have you on again and maybe have you come on another podcast as well, where we can talk to you a little bit more about just the deeper subjects, you know, the principles that you're teaching and what you're talking about. But I will go subscribe to your YouTube channel and I'll be following your journey there. And Sally, again, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And audience, I want to thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories, click on resources of the world's best influencers, find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited to introduce you to our next guest, who is, by the way, from Ireland right now. She's phoning
in. I'm in Ireland. Yeah, I'm very Lebanese.
So it's amazing. I just love being able to have the internet connect us. Yana Aosta is a dynamic and multifaceted professional, serving as a hypnotherapist, holistic health and wellness coach, and Kundalini yoga and meditation teacher. She is that now, but over a decade of experience in the corporate world, she embarked on a personal quest for deeper meaning and set out on a transformative journey of self-development and healing. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's so great. So how did you get started? So you were in a job. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, I always say that my story is not extraordinary, because nowadays, especially, you meet so many people who are in a corporate job and who are going through this kind of awakening, you can call it. Not that having a corporate job in any way is something that's wrong or bad, but in a way kind of feeling like, oh, there's a soul calling that's kind of poking me and provoking me to say, hey, search for something. There's something calling you. And that's really my very normal story, I would say. I was in a corporate job 10 years. Experienced it all, you know, anxiety, burnout, stress, you name it. But there was always a feeling in me going back home, and it was like a voice in my head. And I remember always at night laying on the bed, looking up at the ceiling and thinking, is this it? And that was my big question, feeling like there's something more in me desiring to express itself and having no clue how to do that. Or feeling really hopeless in the sense that I did everything I was told. You know, I'm an A-plus student. I you know, pursued the best companies, the best jobs, the best titles. Why doesn't it feel good? And all I did was really just make this voice, allow it to be louder and louder and louder and louder, to a point where I just started seeking more of the things that gave me joy and less of the things that were draining me, which, you know, probably a lot of people listening know, you know, the drinking, the smoking, the late nights, the, you know, just like flowing in life in this pattern of toxicity. And I just started doing less of that and doing more of what brought me joy. And at that time, it was yoga, as simple as that. The more I was seeking yoga, it was not as simple as that. It was a true spiritual path that took me to discover me. And one bit by bit, it opened doors and doors and doors, and now new titles, and you can hypnotherapy and wellness expert and all of that opened up. And it was also years of exploration. But really, it was that listening to that voice and answering it.
So you've been living this, your true in your new life. How long have you been living this way now? Since the corporate, is it 10 years?
10 years in the corporate job. I would say that I started living it while I was in corporate. And I like to highlight that to say that you could be in corporate and starting to explore that true self and starting to live it. So I started transforming and I stayed in my corporate job because guess what? I have bills to pay. And yeah, that is life. And I'm very much a real person, as in I'm not going to pack my bags, go to the Himalayas and say goodbye to everyone. I decided to stay and stay committed to the game, if we want to call it. And for a long time, I was teaching yoga while having a 9-to-5 job. I was already coaching and helping people in their journeys while I was still committed to my 9-to-5 job. And then slowly I transitioned and I started doing what I love full time. So I've been doing it for probably 7 to 8 years, starting while I was in corporate and then transitioning slowly. And that was my way of doing it. While others could find another way, I also feel like that is a very okay way. If anyone listening feels like, I need to leave my job and find myself. Not really. There's another way.
So I love how you laid that all out. Now, one thing that I'm curious about, and it's true because you found your own way, but you were listening to your voice. And really when that voice comes calling, that inner voice, which you were listening to, is that it? What is there more? Once you started asking, then it started unfolding and communicating back to you. And you mentioned your spiritual journey. That was something that was really important to you. And so is your spiritual journey now the foundation upon which everything else is built?
100%. I couldn't do anything without my spiritual connection. And what it means to me, spiritual connection, is that voice, is me being able every day to sit down with myself, close my eyes, and again, listen to what is in me. What am I being called to do? What is a deeper connection that I have to my day-to-day life and work? And what is my connection to, you want to call it God, consciousness, universal energy? That's where I get my day-to-day guidance that reassures me and gives me the trust and the faith that I'm on the right path, that I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing, and that I can still show up, even if in the day-to-day world, you put things on down on paper and you're like, oh my God, you could freak out. I'm doing this on my own. I'm doing everything I've been told not to do. And it's scary as hell. And I'm alone and I have to figure so much out. But it's that spiritual connection that keeps me held and keeps me present and in trust of that path. It's everything.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I totally resonate with you with all of that. Having that spiritual connection, that relationship that is so important, the relationship with the divine, whatever your divine is, right? The universe, like you said. And so now you're doing yoga training, you're doing yoga teaching, you're still doing that, right?
I teach yoga. Yeah, I teach a form of yoga that's called Kundalini yoga. Yeah. So it's really a very different style of yoga as well. That's very much rooted in spirituality. It's like your one stop to really gaining a deep experience of yourself and self-awareness into yourself. It integrates meditation, breathwork, dynamic movement, puts you in the present moment. And that's the most beautiful teachings I personally came across that I now share and teach here in Ireland and online as well.
Good. Are you online as far as, are you on YouTube?
I'm on YouTube, but I must say I'm not as active. It's just, it hasn't been my top priority, but every once in a while I do give online classes, live online classes. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about your hypnotherapy. Is this what you're doing with people across the world online?
Yeah, I definitely do. And hypnotherapy, life-changing. One of those life-changing bits that I came across. And how I came across it is actually it did start with meditation. So really the origin of my shift or transformation, let's say, started with meditation, because meditation again helped me listen more closely and release those chatter, the mental chatter from society and culture, from childhood, that tell us, no, you can't, it's not possible, this, there's no other way, how are you going to do this, how are you going to make money? And meditation was really my tool to, like, almost like a mental shower, cleaning and clearing every day the trash out, taking the garbage out, and giving my mind space to create a new future and visualize in my mind the future that I wanted to create, and then slowly start to embody it. So when that started to happen, I got very curious about the mind. Like, whoa, how was I just by meditating able to create shifts in my life? Things were changing around me. New friends were coming, opportunities were coming my way without me putting a lot of effort into it. Things were automatically changing. So I realized that it was really something that I was doing with my mind. And that got me curious about mindset. And it took me down the road of working with the subconscious mind, wanting to learn about it. And I got interested in hypnotherapy, because hypnotherapy is all about working with the subconscious mind, which is 95% of your behavior is actually rooted in your subconscious beliefs, your subconscious patterns and the programs you associate with. So it all starts there. And that's what got me down that line. And that's what I support people in, releasing those limiting blocks from your subconscious mind so you can visualize your truth and seek it with courage.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. How do people find you on social media? How do people connect with you to, you know, learn more about what you do?
The best way is Instagram. I'm an Instagram girl. Tune in with Jana, or you can just write my name, Jana Osta, J-A-N-A-O-S-T-A. And yeah, I share all of my resources, my content there, whether it's one-on-one or group classes or programs, through a mix of, you know, meditation, kundalini work, working with energy, and working with the biggest tool of all, our mind, mastering it.
Yes. So would you say, so how, have you lived in Ireland?
I've been in Ireland for 3 years, 10 years in Dubai before that, and full on Lebanese before all of that.
So what brought you to Ireland?
Oh, that's a long story. There's a partner involved, and you know, it's one of the stories.
So Ireland, you know, we hear many beautiful stories about Ireland, but we live here in Washington State, and it's very lush and green and beautiful here. And that's, I'm sure you can relate to that beauty that nature gives us.
Beautiful place, full of nature, grounding, earthing, the most amazing people. So come to Ireland, visit Ireland, definitely.
Yes. So what's next for you in building your business as you're moving forward? What's the vision that's next for you?
A big one is corporate wellness, because my vision is to work with people in corporate. There's a lot of suffering now. There's a lot of depression, anxiety, mental health struggle. And I already have a company actually with a partner of mine, and we're going into corporate, bringing those holistic experiences, just as I have experienced the meditation, the spirituality, as woo-woo as it gets, taking it into the corporate world and supporting people in just reigniting their passion and their love for life.
Yeah, I think that's so perfect. Because again, that's bringing that energy, that truth to the people where they definitely need it.
Exactly.
And who knows what's going to happen from there.
A lot can happen from there. True transformation.
I'm glad you have a partner that you're doing this with. It's fun when you're doing it with someone.
I'm very grateful for that and for her. And so we're called the Inside Job, and we love our name as a company, because really we want to change people from the inside out. It's all about you. It starts with you. And really, that's our mission.
That's so great. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, for inspiring us. Give us your Instagram again.
Tune in with Jana.
Tune in with Jana. Tune in with Jana. That was beautiful. Thank you, Jana. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My next guest is Jenny Alexander, and she's going to inspire us today to get in the right relationship and be with the person that's going to honor you, that's going to support you, that's going to love you, to be in that right relationship. She has a book that she's going to tell us about. She also has a story to tell. Her story is one of recovery and hope, and through her first unhealthy marriage that ended in divorce, she healed and now is thriving. She writes to help others recover and make better choices when it comes to love. She's a happy housewife now and an author who lives in Ontario with her husband, Curtis. She loves pursuing creative interests like sketching, playing the violin, and writing. She holds a master's in human services counseling from the Liberty University. Welcome to the show today, Jenny.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Thanks so much. So tell us a little bit about what got you started on this path of writing and inspiring.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting because shortly after my divorce, probably a year after my divorce, I started to be able to dream again. And I wanted to one day write books that would help others recover from painful situations like I'd been through. And so that was the seed that was planted. And then now I'm finally doing that. I'm finally living my dream, I guess you could say.
You're living your dream. Yeah. So in the first marriage that you were in, it was, how long was that marriage?
It was almost 13 years.
Wow. That was quite a while.
It was.
That was quite a while. So there was a lot to heal and let go from that.
There was. Yes. Yes, yeah. It wasn't a healthy situation.
No, and what you want, so you've since written a book, and the book is available on Amazon, and tell us about this book.
So this book is called Stop Settling When It Comes to Love, Wise Dating Practices for Women. Technically, men could probably benefit from it too, but it's geared towards women. And it just has a lot of tips in there that I personally used to ensure that I would not settle the second time.
Do you want to go over some of those tips with us today?
And actually, one of the tips I turned into a course, and it's free. It's a free course that I have on my website, but it is creating a vision of your future spouse. So if you know what you don't always get everything you want, obviously, but if you have an idea of what kind of traits you want and what kind of things you will not put up with, then that makes it a lot easier to stay on track. And that is one of the big things that really helped me this time. but also just knowing what to look out for, like what constitutes a toxic relationship. I talk about toxic relationships. I talk about online dating and how to be careful in online dating, long distance relationships, and just various things that we can encounter in relationships and dating relationships to steer women in the right path.
So having them, you know, make their lists of what the toxic relationship looks like or what they won't tolerate, and then visualizing what it is, who it is that they would like to be loved by.
Right. Yeah. Like in the course, I kind of take, go step by step in how you can go about creating that kind of a list.
Okay. So, and you said that course is free on your website?
Yes, it is. JennyEAlexander.com.
Okay, that's easy. JennyEAlexander.com. Yes. Yeah. So how long have you been married now?
Just over a year.
So you're still kind of in the honeymoon phase.
Yes, we kind of are.
And so how is life?
It's very good. It's very good. It's vastly different this time. It makes a big difference when you have someone that you can actually talk to and that actually listens and cares. And, you know, it's a balanced, equal relationship. So it's very refreshing.
What are some of the things that you love about your husband?
Well, he's very patient and he has a great sense of humor and he's a man of faith, and I appreciate that. And we just are often on the same page about things, and he really respects me. And
yeah. Don't you think that's an absolute must, is to have that respect, right? So he must have respect for himself in order to.
Yes. Yes. I was just going to say that actually too. One of the things that I noticed in my first marriage was I actually didn't respect myself all that much. After I divorced, I gained self-respect. So that also helped me choose better next time. So you made a very good point there.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, in order to have a really good relationship, it always begins first with the self.
True.
And you have to have a really good, loving, nurturing relationship with self. And then you bring that self to your partnerships, to the way that you relate in your friendships with your
yes
right and that's because that's how you can receive the mirroring back and,
right yeah very yeah. very good point.
And being able to, like you said, you know, what you won't tolerate, you know,
yes,
not in my house, not on my watch.
Yes, that's right. You learn, and as you get older you learn better what you will and won't tolerate. When you're younger, you don't always know what you want. Yeah. Sometimes you do, but sometimes you don't.
Well, and they're all learning lessons, right? As long as we don't hold on to the toxicity or recreate the pattern and do it all over again, but that we say, no, this, I want something that values me. I want something that really appreciates me because I value me, because I appreciate me.
Right. Even in this book, I talk about our own role in toxic relationships. So that's something that's important to look at too.
Yeah. Like, you know, what is it, you know, about you that would put up with that? Sometimes, you know, we've put up with it for so long that we become numb to it, or it's like unconscious, like it's happening, but we're not really doing anything about it.
Right.
And you deserve to be loved, honored, and respected.
Absolutely.
Start with you, right?
Yes, that's a good point. Maybe that's another book. Who knows?
Yeah, that's another book. So tell us about your book. So people can find your book on Amazon. Tell us about that again.
Yep. So Amazon, Stop Settling When It Comes to Love, Wise Dating Practices for Women. It's also on Barnes & Noble and a few other places too, but it's just as easy to say it's on Amazon because everyone knows where that is. So
did you always love to write?
Pretty much. Yeah. I've been, I first started journaling, in elementary school and kind of kept up with that. And yeah, I've been writing in some form or other for most of my life.
I think, you know, I wrote a book. One of the things about writing that book that I learned is it was one of the hardest things to do is to write the book, complete the book, complete it. That was, you know, that was, it was really hard. So at the time, so that was back in 2015 when I published that book, but, you know, so how big is your book? How big is that book to read?
It's under 100 pages. It's not,
I think having, you know, smaller books, now people can read in a weekend, right?
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
That's great.
So, Yeah.
So are you on social media as well?
Yes, I am.
Where can people find you on social media?
So on Instagram, I'm A Wise Writer, and Facebook is just Jenny Alexander Author. They should be able to find me that way.
Great. So what are your plans for future books or future writings?
Well, I actually have other books already, but I thought I would focus on this one. But I have a couple of divorce recovery books, a friendship evaluation book, and a poetry book. And I'm currently working on a Bible study book as well. So my books all center around relationships. I call myself a relationship recovery advocate. So,
good. Yeah, that's good. Well, we need that. We need that support. We need that reminder sometimes, right? Yes,
for
how,
sure.
How does your husband support you with your writing?
He's amazing. Actually, he got me at one point. I had given up a few years ago. I gave up completely on my writing dreams, but he encouraged me to get back into it. So that's another thing I love about him. He's very encouraging and supportive, and yeah.
Yeah, so, he wants to see you be in your creative gifts, and he wants to see you doing what brings you joy.
True. That is very true. And I want the same for him too.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's really wonderful. So mm-hmm. You also like to do sketching, you said?
Your I do. Yeah. And I didn't even think I could draw. I thought years ago, I thought all I could do is stick figures, but with a little guidance, I can do a little bit more than that, it turns out.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're in your creative gifts, and it's wonderful to learn about you and to hear about how you're expressing your wisdom and how you're helping people, and especially women, to get into the right relationships with their partners.
Right. And there's always hope. Like, even if some of your listeners have been divorced, there's hope after divorce. Sometimes you become who you were meant to be because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all just an experience. And if we can learn from it, then the next one can be better.
That's right. Absolutely.
We don't have to recreate the past.
No. Nope, definitely not.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We wish you luck, and definitely we'll check out your books on Amazon. We appreciate you coming on, and we'll take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.